With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he has scrapped the tariffs he had threatened to impose on eight European nations to press for U.S. control over Greenland. That reversal coming shortly after the president said he wanted to get the island, including right, title, and ownership. He adds he has agreed with NATO on a future Arctic security deal that would ease geopolitical tensions. At issue right now, surrounding ICE escalating in Minneapolis, the business climate is taking a hit.
Businesses and customers are staying at home. Some protesters are targeting businesses they see as aiding federal immigration enforcement. Countless stores have temporarily closed, canceled events, or reduced hours. Some hotels that house federal immigration officers and saw protest have stopped accepting reservations altogether. The Minneapolis-based Target Corporation has also been the target of protests.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Supreme Court seems inclined to keep Lisa Cook on the Federal Reserve Board, despite President Trump's attempt to let her go based on alleged mortgage fraud. Here is Lisa Dwyer with the story.
Critics say the move is purely political. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a Trump court appointee, says
no remedy available, very low bar for cause that the president alone determines. I mean, that would weaken, if not shatter, the independence of the Federal Reserve that we just discussed.
No president has fired a sitting governor in the 112-year history of the Fed, which was structured to be independent of day-to-day politics. Justice Kavanaugh also raised questions on the future effects of the case.
Just thinking big picture, what goes around comes around.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Moms and dads in America like religious freedom.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gunmen have abducted more than 150 worshipers, including men, women, and children, in attacks on three churches in northwest Nigeria. That attack occurring Sunday in Kaduna State while services were underway. Muslim radicals killing and kidnapping Christians, ever-increasing numbers in the past two decades. Situation is especially dire in the northern part. This is SRN News. Iconic Coney Island hot dog hawker Nathan's Famous has a new owner. Bob Agnew reports.
Nathan's Famous, which opened as a 5-cent hot dog stand in Coney Island more than a century ago, has been sold to packaged meat giant Smithfield Foods in a $450 million all-cash deal. Like almost every food company, Nathan's has been under significant inflationary pressure brought on by massive government spending during the Biden administration. Nathan's has had to swallow a 20% increase in the average cost per pound of hot dogs. Bob Agnew reporting.
Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary dismissing Elon Musk's idea of buying the airline and shrugging off the insults. The spat between Ryanair ruled out installing Musk's Starlink Wi-Fi on its planes. O'Leary called Musk, quote, an idiot, while Musk called O'Leary misinformed. More details, srnnews.com.